Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
Select Irish on FM 104. The Irish folk and trad genres have been experiencing a cultural moment, and here to tell me more is one of the genre's emerging artists, Niamh Berry. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. Thank you so much for chatting to us. But what is your thoughts on this? Because obviously you've been in it and you're immersed in it. Have you noticed a shift at all?
Yes. I think probably like people actually making music in the genre will tell you that it's never gone away, and it's always there in a grassroots way, in sessions and like in a more private way. But I've definitely, I think you can't deny that there's definitely more of like a mainstream consciousness of trad music, and it's more popular than it has been like in the last kind of 15-10 years. So yeah, I think it's really interesting.
It is really interesting. It's nice to see it coming to the forefront a bit more.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think it's amazing that, like, I hate to use the term younger people because I feel like it makes me sound really old or something. but honestly, like, young kind of teenagers coming up and actually wanting to learn tunes, it's really amazing, and definitely wasn't the case when I was in school. I think it's lovely. I think it's great.
You've also been behind singing sessions as well, haven't you?
Yeah. So I helped to run one in Dublin, which is in the Cobblestone, once a month, called The Night Before Larry Got Stretched. I think it's really kind of become like, it's been running for 11 years now.
Wow.
So it's kind of grown up around the resurgence, really. And I think a lot of amazing singers have passed through. So it's really nice, and really feels really important as well to be involved with.
I can imagine. Yeah. So, and you were also announced as Irish Times Ones to Watch for 2024. How does that feel?
It's very nice. Very nice.
Tell me about what you're up to in music at the moment.
Well, I've got new music on the way soon. Actually, lots of new music on the way this year. And I'm planning a little tour at the moment.
Nice.
Don't know if I can say that, but anyway, they're out of the bag. And I'm doing my best to write as well, because I think it's just good to, like, keep that going as well as much as possible. That's what I'm up to.
And then your first single, Beehive, came out and it did really well. You followed that with Who Am I to Tell Him, which also did extremely well. Now, when we get to that one, there's also then Discovery, but I hear this is slightly different.
Discovery was a little bit different. I suppose it's like maybe a little more pop-leaning, although that wasn't intentional, but I don't know. It was one I also got to record at the RTE Concert Orchestra, which was definitely like a highlight of 2023. That was insane. And the arrangement was incredible for it. So I was really, really excited to do that.
It must be quite fun to be able to play around with a song that's obviously yours and you've given a lot of love to, but just to have a bit more, you know, try something new with it as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And yeah, it's not every day that you get to like play with a concert orchestra mm-hmm. and have it like elevated to that space. It was like a complete privilege. So yeah, I wouldn't be able to afford to like hire them for an album. So yeah, to do it was really special.
If only we all would. We'd have them all just following us around, I think, because they're yeah. unbelievably talented, aren't they?
I know. Yeah, yeah. It's not the 70s anymore, so there's not these like huge budgets in the music industry. Yeah, but they are amazing to work with. So,
who are you listening to at the moment?
Wow, that's a great question. I've got Dolores Cain up on my Spotify as we speak. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm really into. That question always throws me. Oh, mm-hmm. so my favorite album recently was Rachel Sermani's album mm-hmm. that she put out last year, Dreamer Awake, it's called. And yeah, she's a Scottish singer. And it's just a really beautiful, I think they recorded it live and to tape.
Gorgeous.
And you can really like hear it. It's just beautiful. The songs are beautiful. Yeah, so that's who I've been listening to, like, as in an album start to finish. I've been putting that on a lot. Yeah.
I love finding music like that, and music that you kind of want to listen to over and over and over until you completely, you know, bore yourself of it.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that more, actually. That's one of my goals for this year, is to just like listen to albums more and just stop like picking out songs, because I think like especially making an album, like I know how much work goes into the track listing and how much consideration goes into things like that. Like they're made to be played from start to finish. Yeah. So yeah.
Take it out of shuffle.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine too, but like
Every so often it's nice to kind of listen to it as I suppose the artist would have intended maybe when they were putting it together.
Yeah, exactly.
And for anyone who's kind of new to your music, what are three things people need to know about you?
About my music or...
Yeah, about your music or about yourself?
It's music that you can kind of like fall asleep to.
Nice.
Whenever I'm playing it live as well, I always just think like, what if people are feeling very sleepy right now?
I wouldn't think so.
I think my voice has that like effect.
That's good.
Calming, yeah, I guess that's a nicer way to put it. I'm a Capricorn. I don't know if that's important, but my birthday is actually today.
Happy birthday.
So there you go. Happy birthday.
Wow.
The first song I learned on guitar was The Streets of London by Ralph McTell.
Nice. So, do you ever play that anymore?
I don't actually, no, but... he was playing at the Dublin Folk Festival in November, and I actually missed him. But it's someone I would actually really like to see, because that's an amazing song. So
nice.
Yeah.
It is funny how we kind of music we would have listened to like a couple of years ago, we kind of move away from it until we hear it again. They're like, oh, I totally should have gone to that or seen that. And but your luck, there will be other opportunities.
Yes, hopefully. Yeah.
But I hear you've an announcement that's going to be happening that everyone needs to check out on, I suppose, socials is probably the best place for you.
Yes, definitely. Instagram is where I'm most active. And I'll have some news coming in a couple of weeks.
Excellent.
I'm really excited to share. Yeah.
Excellent. Niamh Berry, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.